We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Kansas has to eliminate their turnover issues.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Oklahoma has three guys who can score. Who picks up the slack after that? This could be an amazing run for Baylor.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 football championship game. Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Well, welcome to the show. Hope you're safe with some of the weather out there. I know classes were canceled at Oklahoma State today. Their freebie game, that's still on. They're taking on TCU. And then over in Norman, the Oklahoma women, with some bad weather, they said, come on in, it'll be free. And they're taking on West Virginia. So be safe out there tonight. I'll tell you, it's a pretty good week for Texas Tech fans. Let's start out with Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl MVP, former Texas Tech Red Raider. I was looking up what former Big 12 players were Super Bowl MVPs, and I was going to say Larry Brown of the Cowboys in Super Bowl 30, but with TCU, well, wait a minute, they weren't in the Big 12 yet. So then I went back, John Riggins, Super Bowl 17. He was with the Kansas Jayhawks, but they were part of the Big 8. So I think the first and only true Big 12 player to win the Super Bowl MVP is Mahomes. And so, listen, he went from perhaps one of his worst games of his career to heroics in the final 6.5, 7 minutes. Accounted for 3 touchdowns. So, and then another Texas Tech tie into the Chiefs and the Super Bowl. The Chiefs had not only previously won, let alone appeared in a Super Bowl since 1970. And on that team, the great Red Raider E.J. Holub was in his final year. He was a member of the Texas Tech Ring of Honor, the Chiefs Hall of Fame. He started at center in Super Bowl IV. And then he also was a linebacker in Super Bowl I for the Chiefs. So, and then Mahomes became the first quarterback to play high school and college ball in Texas to play in a Super Bowl. Just absolutely amazing. And they had their big rally today in Kansas City. Let me play just a quick comment here from Mahomes, who was talking to thousands and thousands of fans who braved the weather in Kansas City.
Y'all going to have to stay with me. My voice is already almost gone, and y'all know I don't have too much already. When I became the starter for Kansas City, The first thing I wanted to do was bring the Lamar Hunt Trophy back to Kansas City, back to this organization. And the second most important thing I wanted to do was get the Lombardi Trophy for the greatest coach of all time, Andy Reid, baby. This season, the adversity we deal with the injuries, I mean, my knee was in the side of my leg, but we still went back and we won the Super Bowl. We the champs, baby. Hey, credit to my teammates. We did this thing. And I'm going to leave the best for my boy Travis Kelce, who's going last. Love y'all. Thank you.
He was having a fun time. He was having a fun time, and beverages were flowing smoothly there. But, you know, it's great because, I mean, Mahomes, obviously Red Raider fans love him, but also Kansas and K-State fans who are close to Kansas City. And, you know, you've got Chiefs fans that are part of those fan bases too, so not bad. Now, I will add this. Let me just say this. If I had my pick of Super Bowl MVP, it would have been Chiefs running back Damian Williams. He had 104 yards, 6.1 yards per carry, scored a couple of touchdowns. Interesting story about Williams. He was dismissed from Oklahoma in 2013. I think he had like three games left in his career. And he holds the Red River record with a 95-yard touchdown run against Texas in 2012. And I think even Oklahoma was tweeting out some nice things about him. And so I think all that stuff of how things ended at OU were kind of water under the bridge. But so, I think another Big 12 guy could have been MVP. Certainly could have. But anyway, listen, the segment, the first couple minutes here, it's all about Texas Tech freshman. Jamias Ramsey named the Big 12 Newcomer of the Week for the second time this season. 26 points at number 3 Kansas, 21 in the win over number 12 West Virginia. He's currently fourth in the conference, averaging 15.9 points per game. He's second at just over 43% on three-pointers. And he went 5 of 8 on threes against West Virginia and Kansas last week. So Texas Tech has picked up 5 of those 13 Newcomer of the Week honors in the conference. Ramsey with 2, T.J. Holyfield with 1 in the first week, Terrence Shannon and Chris Clark back-to-back weeks in December. And then the Texas Tech baseball team. They've been in the top 10 in all 6 preseason polls. They come in at number 3 in the latest from the College Baseball Writers Association. And the number 3 ranking matches the highest preseason position for the program in school history. And the Red Raiders, of course, picked to be the Big 12 preseason favorite. And I think Oklahoma State, I think they were in all 6 polls, at least in the top 25. But so far, a pretty good week for Texas Tech. Congratulations to the Red Raiders. All right. Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer. Big 12, meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. And it's time to play our Making It Look Natural segment. Bedlam on Saturday in Norman. Big win for the Oklahoma Sooners in their 82-69 win over in-state rival Oklahoma State. Austin Reeves showed his athleticism, a couple of big-time dunks. The first put OU up 28-18. The second happened so fast to steal, and then Reeves hung on the rim and was basically parallel to the ground. It seemed like he was suspended in midair.
Back to Reeves. 10 to shoot. Behind his back, crossover, loses an A down the rim, and Reeves flushes it! Where did that come from?
Jump shot, that's just a really good move.
Austin Reeves, a steal, a breakaway, and a slammer!
That was the one where he's just hanging there. Toby Rowland with the call. Sooners coach Lon Kruger called it Austin's best all-around game.
Austin had his best game overall offensively. You know, he was in better pace, better rhythm, a couple careless plays late, but I thought overall he looked like the Austin of old. You know, he hasn't really played like that for us in a while, and I thought he let the game come to him. He had good rhythm on his threes and made good plays for others off the dribble.
Austin Reeves of the Oklahoma Sooners, Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we will talk to Pat Strothman. We'll talk some KU basketball. We'll talk K-State. We also have our can't-miss game of the week. That's coming up, too. Don't forget, you can listen to Big 12 This Week on TuneIn under College Sports Now. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit revealsuits.com to begin your order today.
For the first time ever, Community Blood Center of Greater Kansas City has been named proud partner of the Big 12 Men's and Women's Basketball Championships. To celebrate, CBC is hosting Big 12-themed blood drives throughout the region leading up to the championships. Fans are encouraged to donate blood at one of these themed blood drives in their area and get a chance to win free tickets to either the Women's Championship title game or one session of the Men's Championship. For a list of blood drives, visit SaveALifeNow.org or call 816-753-4040.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit revealsuits.com to begin your order today.
Back on Big 12 This Week, I'm Bill Pollack, and my guest is Pat Strothman from Sports Radio 1150 KSAL in Salina, Kansas, a great affiliate of the show. Pat, thank you for joining me, and thanks for being an affiliate. We appreciate having you out there in that big stick in Kansas.
Yeah, Big Stick is right. We are truly the sports authority, and it wouldn't be the sports authority without the great voice of Bill Pollack. So I appreciate all of the work that you do, Bill, and it's great to talk to you again here tonight. And what's really awesome is we're both just chit-chatting off the air. The Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champs. Man, life is good right now here in Salina, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're talking about Patrick Mahomes, fact check me on this because I just mentioned this, the first true Big 12 player to be the Super Bowl MVP. I think that's it. I looked at the list. I think the actual Big 12. Yeah, so I think that's right. So I always panic when I start throwing out facts like that. I'm like, I know I looked at this, but did I miss something? So, but yeah, it's.
Well, I can help you out by saying that he's the first Texas quarterback to be the MVP, the first guy to come out of a Texas school to be MVP, because he was the first Texas quarterback to start in a Super Bowl. Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
And that's what's crazy. You look at so many of these great quarterbacks that come out of Texas Tech and Texas and TCU, and really? Patrick Mahomes is the first one to be a starting quarterback from a Texas college? That's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. So, well, let's talk basketball. We'll start with the third-ranked Jayhawks, and we're also going to talk about the K-State Wildcats. Pat can cover us with both here. Now, listen, Pat, I'm not convinced that the Jayhawks are even close to playing their best basketball. I think there's still room for improvement. If that's true, how much better can they get?
Oh, wow. Well, that's certainly a big question just coming out of the gates here. Well, the one thing is KU, I think we all know that the issue for Kansas is not defensively. I think we know that KU's defense is right there. Some people want to look at Baylor, and people keep talking about Baylor and how balanced of a scoring team they are and how unselfish they are. The Baylor Bears, the reason why they're at the top of the Big 12 conference right now is because they're elite defensively. And you have to put Kansas in the same category. Kansas with Marcus Garrett, who's a Swiss Army knife. Marcus Garrett, I mean, just the other day against Texas, he had 4 steals in that basketball game against the Texas Longhorns. And Texas only had 8 turnovers. They hung on the ball pretty well. But what people don't understand is you can't judge defense off turnovers. If you do it that way, then you're going to be misled quite a bit. But the reason why KU took control of that game in the second half after being down by 2 at halftime was because of their defense was able to clamp down even more on Texas. And then what came? The offense. The offense started to kind of pick up a little bit for KU. Christian Brown was off in that game. He was just 1 of 5 from the floor. But Udoka Azubuike came off the bench and had one of his better games with 17 points and 12 rebounds. In order for KU to truly get to the top of the pile here and truly be a national championship contender, I'm not saying that they're not right now because their defense is going to put them in that conversation, but in order for them to get better, they just have to be a better shooting team. And I think we saw them take a step forward at the free throw line on Monday. Now, they shot 71%. Some people will say, well, that's not very good. Well, 17 of 24 for KU in a basketball game is really good. And they were 8 of 9 from the free throw line in that first half before going 9 of 15 in half number 2. The free throw shooting numbers are starting to creep up for KU. And if that continues, then Kansas is going to have that box checked. Now, the next question becomes, can they make 3-pointers consistently? And they were just 2 of 12 from beyond the arc the other day. We're not questioning their defense. It's their offense, their ability to shoot the basketball. We know they can be efficient, but can they shoot the basketball from beyond the arc? That is going to be the question for KU going forward. And if they can make that a consistent thing later on here in the Big 12 season, there's no doubt that Kansas is going to be one of the tougher teams in the NCAA tournament.
Well, you talk about Doak, 17 points, his 9th double-double of the year. Bill Self didn't say much. Did you hear what, because he didn't get the start, but did you hear what happened or what it was? But it looked like what the message was received because Doak came off the bench and had a great game.
Yeah, and what's even crazier, Bill, is not only did he come off the bench, but the guy that replaced him was David McCormick, who was one of the guys who was suspended in that brawl with K-State. So
right,
it's like,
yeah.
Not only is Udoka Azubuike coming off the bench, but he's replaced by a guy who was suspended with his involvement in the brawl against the K-State Wildcats. Well, Udoka Azubuike had a little flare-up with Bill Self at the very end of the Texas Tech game, and I think that's what truly led to this decision for Coach Bill Self. But the message definitely was well-received by Doak, because he was just a dynamite player on Monday. And it's not like Texas is an extremely small team. Udoka Azubuike was able just to control everyone inside like he's done the majority of times here for the season. But, yeah, 17-12, he had 9 defensive rebounds. The big thing is going 8 of 10 from the floor. He had 2 block shots. His plus-minus was plus 15. So Udoka Azubuike certainly took that message from Bill Self and got back on the right track. And you know what? That's what you got to do from time to time. And Coach Bill Self is not afraid to take one of his main players off the floor and have him come off the bench in order to send a message. We've seen that time and time again with Bill Self. And hopefully this will certainly keep things rolling here for Udoka Azubuike.
Well, I saw this on the KU website. He went 8 of 10, and he had his 400th field goal of his career, and it qualifies him now for the NCAA's all-time field goal percentage list, and he's number one now, just ahead of Taco Fall. So kind of a historic moment and a historic night, and he comes off the bench and has to do it. Pat Strothman joining us from Sports Radio 1150 KSAL in Salina, Kansas. We're talking KU basketball. We'll get to the K-State Wildcats here in a moment. A couple of road games coming up this next week. Saturday at TCU, where the Jayhawks have won their last 6 meetings, and then at West Virginia a week from tonight. Then the rest of the road schedule includes trips to Baylor, K-State, which is always a battle, and then Texas Tech. So their final 4 road games, hard-fought battles expected.
Yeah, without question. And with the way that the Big 12 did the schedule here for the 2019-20 season, let's go back to the start of Big 12 play for KU. Hosting West Virginia at the time, number 16 West Virginia. Hosted number 4 Baylor at the time. Now Baylor is number 1 in the nation. Kansas State had a chance to host them. You host Texas Tech. Now you host Texas. And now the real fun begins here for KU. The test down in Fort Worth, Texas, it's always an interesting one. I know KU has had success down there in Fort Worth, Texas, but TCU just always seems to be a thorn in the side of Kansas, especially when it's at TCU. If you look at the last couple of meetups, it's like, man, KU just finds a way to claw and scratch their way to a victory against the Horned Frogs. But then after that, you brought up West Virginia. That is going to be a slugfest. I think we all know that West Virginia is looking for redemption. West Virginia is playing some excellent basketball right now. Oscar Tshiebwe is certainly in the running for Big 12 Newcomer of the Year, for sure Big 12 Freshman of the Year, because Oscar Tshiebwe has just been dominant. Not to mention Oscar Tshiebwe is a guy who dominated KU in the first go-around, and KU was fortunate to get the win. And then that sets up the showdown with the Baylor Bears, and Baylor is looking like the best team in the Big 12 right now. And in order for KU to try to get another streak going in terms of Big 12 championships, KU is going to have to find a way to get that victory down in Waco to set themselves up for an opportunity for a Big 12 title. But, yeah, the last so many road games for KU, this is one of the toughest stretches that I can remember for Kansas, especially late in the season, because, what, we're down to just 9 games left in the Big 12, so it's down to gut check time. And if KU wants to be at the top of the Big 12 pile, they're going to have to take down a very impressive Baylor Bear team.
And then big picture, as we wrap up the segment with KU, playing those types of road games can help come tournament time then, too. You kind of learn a little bit more about yourself when you're on the road in tough environments.
Without question. And this is a team, I know KU has veteran leadership on this team, but this road stretch is going to be valuable, not so much for Devon Dotson, who is a sophomore, but I think this is going to be so valuable for a guy like Christian Brown. Because right now, I think Christian Brown is probably the X factor for KU. Maybe him and Ochai Agbaji. We know what Marcus Garrett can do. We know Devon Dotson is a special talent. We know about Udoka Azubuike. Those 3 guys, those are your horses for KU. How does a freshman like Christian Brown respond with some of these tougher road environments? How does Ochai Agbaji do on the road? Because KU is going to have someone other than Devon Dotson, Marcus Garrett, and Udoka Azubuike contribute in those road games. And yeah, it could be extremely valuable for Kansas. And I think it was a couple years ago when the Hawks were extremely young and they had some tough road challenges down the stretch. And they learned so much from this stretch going into the NCAA tournament that it proved to be extremely valuable as they made a pretty solid run in the big dance. So yeah, this is going to be a very important stretch for KU. Offense is always going to be the question for KU, especially on the road, but defense travels. If KU is locked in defensively, they are going to be one tough out no matter where they play.
Yeah, that's a good point. Pat Strothman from Sports Radio 1150 KSAL in Salina, Kansas. And if you missed the show on KSAL or one of our fine affiliates across the Big 12 footprint, you can always catch the show as part of a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, even Big12Sports.com, wherever you download podcasts, and search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. When we come back, we'll talk with Pat about the K-State Wildcats and where their program is at. That's coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
Welcome to the Big 12, a place unbound by geography, but united in spirit, where every school plays every other home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion. A conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
Big 12 Women's Basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12.
Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
The Big 12 women are back. Here's your chance to see some of the best collegiate women's basketball in the nation back in Kansas City. See the defending national champion Baylor and other nationally ranked teams in the Big 12 March 12 through 15 at Kansas City's historic Municipal Auditorium.
Tickets on sale now at visitkc.com/Big12WBB or Ticketmaster.com.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack, and my guest is Pat Strothman from Sports Radio 1150 KSAL in Salina, Kansas. Some great upbeat information about the Kansas Jayhawks, and now we'll challenge you. I want to see you put a positive spin on the other team you cover. That's the K-State Wildcats. And things not going so well halfway through conference play. They're sitting at 2-7. Let me start with this. Any moral victories or reasons to be optimistic if you look at the game from Monday night? Down 16 to Baylor early. They get it to one possession. They end up losing by six. I mean, one thing that I'll say is that these kids, they don't quit for Bruce Weber. Mm-hmm. Try to get them started is one
that's
thing.
That's the biggest thing there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everyone's getting tired of moral victories. But here's the thing that so many fans have to realize, and I've been preaching it since day one looking at this K-State men's basketball program. I know fans don't want to hear it. They don't. Because it's like, well, let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs here just for a second. See, this is how you bring in the positives here, baby. So the Chiefs just got done winning the Super Bowl. The Kansas City Royals won the World Series. Kansas City, the Chiefs, I don't think you're going to stink going forward. If they do, then, well, you're going to have to call my doctor and make sure that my heart medication is going to be in, because that might not be good for my health going forward. But we learned about the Royals. When they won that World Series championship in 2015, everyone had a feeling that it was going to take a few years in order for Kansas City to get back to being relevant. Fans knew that. I know it hurts. It's a tough pill to swallow, but fans have to ultimately accept it. That is the same situation with this K-State men's basketball program. You have to look at this season as a building block for the future. And if you don't view it that way, then yeah, you're going to be miserable all throughout this year if you're a K-State Wildcat fan. It hurts because last year you won a Big 12 championship. You're in the NCAA tournament. A couple years ago, you almost went to the Final Four after taking out Kentucky and then losing to Loyola Marymount. You were so close. But then you graduated seniors, and then you turn to this team, and you're trying to put so much pressure on Xavier Sneed to be the guy who is not – he's just not comfortable in that position, or at least not quite yet, although he showed it on Monday against Baylor when he scored 23 points and pulled down 8 rebounds, one of the better games for Xavier Sneed, and hopefully that will be a good thing going forward for K-State. But he just needs to be a little bit more consistent being the go-to guy. The regression of Mecole Mainwien has been extremely disappointing for K-State. But again, you have to look at Mecole Mainwien and go, this is a guy, you can't treat him like Udoka Azubuike of Kansas. He can't say, hey, go out there and put up 15 points and just dunk the basketball and pull down 18 rebounds for us. He can't do that with Mecole Mainwien because he hasn't shown it yet. He hasn't been prepped and ready for that because he's been behind guys who did that job for him. Cartier Jarre is the same exact disabled too for K-State. I know Fran Fischilla of ESPN had some strong words to say about Cartier Jarre, and a lot of people are highlighting that by thinking, man, Cardi D might be just playing more me basketball than team basketball, and that might be true. But again, this is a guy who has to get used to a new role. This is a team that is young and experienced. They're just not prepped and ready to be a Big 12 championship team. But here's the moral victory for K-State. The Wildcats, they have 13 losses. 9 of the 13 have been by single digits. Not to mention, Baylor could have ran you out of the gym on Monday, and yet K-State was able to rally and make it a 5-point game at halftime, 33-28. If K-State makes some shots in the second half, that game might be completely different going forward. I know Baylor pulled away and built another large lead, but K-State made it a six-point affair when it was all said and done, losing 73-67. And what's great is about K-State is you have freshmen who are getting valuable minutes now. Deshaun Gordon, I think, is going to be a fantastic player for K-State. Montavious Murphy has shown flashes of being a really good player. Antonio Gordon made his return from the suspension, and that's a guy that's going to be great. And then David Sloan, ever since he's been in the starting lineup, the K-State offense has been a lot better. I know K-State fans don't want to talk about moral victories because right now K-State's 2-7 in Big 12 play. But this is the same K-State team that also manhandled West Virginia. I know that's not going to happen every time out, but this is a team that I think could pull off some upsets against the top four or five teams in the Big 12 Conference this year. I truly do believe that.
Well, and then, Pat, you know, when you look at the rest of the schedule here, nine games left, four of them against Iowa State and Oklahoma State. Those teams have struggled. They'll be at home against Texas, and then you've got one at TCU. That's always a tough place to play, as you mentioned just a few minutes ago. So the final nine games, I mean, what's realistic here for K-State down the stretch? I think they're going to do better. They've got to do better than 2-7. They're just showing signs.
I would think so. And I think that's something to point out, too, because at Iowa State, I think we're going to learn a lot about K-State, I think, this Saturday. And what's crazy is about the Big 12 schedule is you look at K-State's schedule. It's, all right, now you're done with West Virginia. You're done with Oklahoma. You played TCU once. You played Texas Tech once. Played KU once. And now you play Baylor once. I want to put it past K-State to at least challenge KU and the Dillon Sunflower Showdown on February 29th on that Saturday. But you look at the final nine games, you can easily sweep Iowa State. It just as long as K-State can sweep Iowa State and sweep Oklahoma State, that's four more victories right there. And that's six victories in Big 12 play. You steal one at TCU, that's seven. And you never know. Texas Tech is a beatable team. If you go down to Lubbock, make some shots, and lock in defensively, you can beat Texas Tech, and you can beat Texas. So what I'm getting at is the two losses that I see would be Baylor and Kansas. You could easily go 7-2 compared to 2-7 and finish at 500 in a Big 12 play. I think that's very realistic with this K-State team.
So he's saying 7-2 possible. That's not bad.
Don't quote me on 7-2
guaranteed,
Bill.
You. I'm not saying guaranteed.
If you do, then I'm going to have a problem with you going forward, my friend.
To say that, you know, you might be our He Said What segment here. That's
He Said What? 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 He Said Said. He Said What?
Well, I mean, like I said, don't quote me on it, but K-State just needs to be consistent. K-State just has lulls in the basketball game that come back to bite them. I know K-State fans are looking at this and they're probably thinking, there's no way it's going to happen, Pat. This season is about building blocks for the future because next year's recruiting class is looking pretty good for K-State.
Pat Strothman, our guest tonight on Big 12 This Week. Thank you so much.
Bill, thank you so much. I always love listening to you here on the program on 1150 KSEL, and I can't wait to talk to you again sometime soon.
Yep, we definitely will. Thanks a lot. All right, we've got more coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. And they have tickets on sale now for the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in Kansas City this March. Visit ticketsforless.com for the best selection, best seats, and best prices on Big 12 Basketball Tournament tickets today. Single session and all session strips are available. And Tickets for Less will never charge you any taxes or service fees. Score great deals on Big 12 Tournament tickets at ticketsforless.com.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12, a place marked by unmistakable commitment and unrivaled spirit, where every school plays every other home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, a conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and excitement is unleashed.
Big 12 basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 now on ESPN Plus.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
For the first time ever, Community Blood Center of Greater Kansas City has been named proud partner of the Big 12 Men's and Women's Basketball Championships. To celebrate, CBC is hosting Big 12-themed blood drives throughout the region leading up to the championships. Fans are encouraged to donate blood at one of these themed blood drives in their area and get a chance to win free tickets to either the Women's Championship title game or one session of the Men's Championship. For a list of blood drives, visit SaveALifeNow.org or call 816-753-4040.
All right, back on Big 12 This Week, I'm Bill Pollack. Shelly Kay, a.k.a. Big Perm the Second, is playing our commercials. Big Perm the First, Dave Jordan, had to take a snow day. I'll tell you this guy, Shelly, I'm going to just push for you to just be the permanent, because back during the baseball playoffs, he took some comp time because his baseball team was in the playoffs, and now everybody's getting around town in the snow except Big Perm. So you made it. Thank you. I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate you listening to the show tonight. It's time for our Big 12 Can't Miss Game of the Week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. And you can score some great deals today. Use the discount code. Here's a secret. Use the discount code Big12Radio. At ticketsforless.com. That's your discount code. All right, I'm going to go with the Texas Tech at Texas game, 3 p.m. Central tip on Saturday on ESPN. Tech is sitting in fourth place, a 5-4 record. Texas tied for sixth right now, 4-5. I see similarities in Tech and Texas. Both teams successful at shooting the three. They're both up at the top in the Big 12 Conference. Both teams struggle at rebounding. Texas a little more in that department. And I think that's an area that Tech can exploit on Saturday. Now, for Texas, they matched up the physical play in that Kansas game on Monday. They did a pretty good job as well as they could. But it was their three-point shooting that kind of let them down and hindered them in the second half. Texas finished just 4 of 24. So Shaka Smart pointed to the poor shooting and kind of lack of aggression defensively in that second half is reasons that kind of hurt them in that game.
I thought our guys did a really good job at least being even on the aggressiveness battle, the physicality battle, for much of the half being, you know, having an edge there. And I thought in the second half they really flipped that. They really ramped up their assertiveness. They put their head down and drove the ball. We were going to need to do a few things better than we did. We're going to need to shoot the ball better. Tough to come in here and win shooting 4 for 24. And then, you know, again, I thought just our defensive aggressiveness was not as good in the second half as it was in the first.
And I think they're going to be a little more aggressive, or they're going to need to be, against Texas Tech, because they went into shutdown mode. they went into big-time shutdown mode with about 8 minutes to go against Oklahoma. And Coach Chris Beard, he kept stressing to his team in those final 8 minutes to guard like they were playing the final minute of the game. So they played like eight final minutes of the game because he called OU's Brady Manick, Austin Reeves, and Christian Doolittle just really good, some of the best at one-on-one basketball. And well, how did it turn out? With 8:10 to play, Tech was up 54-53. They forced three turnovers. OU went 3-for-10 over the final 8 minutes. And Manick, who was 20 of 40 on three-point shots over his last five games, just 1-for-6 in this game. So that could be an issue for Texas if the Red Raiders kind of get into that strong defensive mode again. This is just a big game for Texas Tech. They've lost three of their four games on the road, and this is a game where they can start building some momentum, very similar to last year. They got the win Tuesday. You win at Texas, you get TCU at home, at Oklahoma State, K-State at home, and then a road game at Iowa State. I mean, those are all games that Tech is capable of winning and probably should win. I mean, this could be a six-game win streak for them. Now you're looking at possibly getting to 20 wins and that bubble for the NCAA tournament, not all that close to popping. So Chris Beard says now you kind of get through the first nine, you kind of make the turn, you get down the stretch here, and this is where things start to matter.
Get excited and get geared back up to play the second half of the Big 12. I think we were right here last year, I think 5-4, if I'm not mistaken, and we win nine in a row and cut the nets down. You know, that's the goal. Like, there's a way to win every game, and we just got to put ourselves in a position each night and see if we can't get on a roll here and win a few games.
There we go. Yep, that's our Big 12 can't-miss game of the week, Texas Tech at Texas. It's presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Use your discount code Big 12 Radio. All right, real quick, some recruiting news. National Signing Day, Texas is ranked 9th, Oklahoma ranked 10th. For the Longhorns, this is back-to-back top 10 classes. And I think this is the fifth straight year for the Sooners that they're ranked in the top 10. Texas got a big one. Five-star defensive tackle Alfred Collins grew up 30 minutes away from Austin. This was a head-to-head battle with Oklahoma. And so Texas comes out on top there. And then according to Brian Davis of the Austin American-Statesman, Texas coach Tom Herman will complete his staff in the coming days, announcing the hiring of Mark Hagan to be the Longhorns' defensive line coach, and then that will round out his staff. And then Oklahoma, they signed 2 4-star defenders today to kind of round out their top 10 class. Joshua Eaton out of Houston, a cornerback, and then Reggie Grimes, the 31st overall recruit in the nation, could play outside linebacker or defensive end. Reveal Suits, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference, designs custom-branded suits and blazers representing your college, your favorite team. It's perfect for business professionals, weddings, graduations. They can customize any lining for your personalized suit. Turn your suit into a statement with their officially licensed logos. Where passion meets fashion, that is Reveal Suits, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference. Stick around. More coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is your chance to experience the Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament in March. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. Prime Sport is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit primesport.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Basketball.
Woo!
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Welcome to the Big 12, a place unbound by geography, but united in spirit, where every school plays every other home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion. A conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
Big 12 women's basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 Now on ESPN+.
Back on Big 12 this week, I'm Bill Pollack. You can catch the show on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM channel 375 Thursday nights at 7 Eastern. Chelsea Smith is with the Community Blood Center of Kansas City, and she joins us. There was a lot of red in Kansas City today with the parade and the pep rally for the Super Bowl champion Chiefs. So Chelsea, a nice theme here. We'll stay with the color red. You're trying to entice Big 12 fans to donate as we get ready for the Big 12 blood drive, and you've got some cool stuff. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on?
Sure. So we're partnering with the Big 12 for the first time this year, and it's so exciting. Kansas City has hosted the Big 12 tournament for years and years. All through the month of February and leading up to the Big 12 tournament is we're hosting select Big 12 blood drives. So throughout the greater metro area, we've got select blood drives that are deemed Big 12 blood drives. So what that means is that all donors who present at these blood drives are going to be receiving Big 12 CBC co-branded t-shirts, and they're going to be entered in a drawing to win either men's tickets, one session of the men's tournament, obviously, or women's tickets as well. So we've got blood drives going now through right up until the tournament, we're going to have two blood drives going on at FanFest down in downtown Kansas City on the 13th and 14th of March. So that's exciting, too. It's a really exciting time.
All right, 13th and 14th of March. A chance for you to win some cool swag for the Big 12. Mm-hmm. I've read up on this. The CBC of Kansas City, along with really blood centers all across the country, are seeing blood donations decline over the last few years. So you're obviously trying to make a big push. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, that's right. So for multiple years, we've been struggling to collect, even during times of the year where we normally don't struggle. So the numbers that we ran here in Kansas City were alarming. We have about 75,000 donors in the greater Kansas City area that regularly donate blood. Over the past 5 years, that's actually dropped off by about 2,000 donors. And then over the past 10 years, it's dropped off by 21,000 donors. So 10 years ago, we had 21,000 extra donors donating blood. We are not seeing those donors who have dropped off being replaced with new donors.
Chelsea Smith is with the Community Blood Center of Kansas City. We're talking about the Big 12 blood drives. You sent me some information. These numbers are just staggering as to what the CBC provides to area hospitals on a daily basis. Can you go through some of these numbers? Because it's mind-blowing.
Yeah. We supply close to 70 hospitals in the area. That includes, you know, KU Medical Center. It includes Children's Mercy. It includes tons of rural hospitals. And in order to supply with the blood that they need, we have to see 600 donors every day. That includes weekends. There isn't a single day that blood takes a break. So 600 volunteer blood donors we need to be seeing every day in order to keep up with the patient need for our local hospitals. So, yeah, those numbers can be pretty heavy. But for the most part, that is the burden that the people of Kansas City and the areas beyond, they help us bear that burden by coming in and donating regularly. So we're grateful for that.
Wow. All right. Well, Big 12 fans, we've got to step up here. What are the requirements for donating blood? How often can you donate? Get more information on how fans can go about this.
Sure. So you can donate whole blood every 8 weeks or 56 days. The typical weight requirement, you need to be at least 110 pounds. You have to be at least 16 years old to donate. Require that you're not sick. Basically, when you come in, we'll do a mini physical of sorts where we take your vitals, we prick your fingers so that we can get a drop of blood to test the iron levels in your blood. And if you're deemed okay to donate, then you can go on to the next phase, which is actually giving us that pint of blood. You can go online to savelifenow.org, and we have a complete list of the most commonly asked about eligibility requirements online.
Okay, what was the website one more time?
It's savealifenow.org.
Perfect. Anything else, Chelsea, that I missed?
I don't think so. I think we covered everything.
Get out there, Big 12 fans. Everyone, get out there and donate. Chelsea Smith from the Community Blood Center of Kansas City, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
And we have more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
The Big 12 women are back. Here's your chance to see some of the best collegiate women's basketball in the nation back in Kansas City. See the defending national champion Baylor and other nationally ranked teams in the Big 12 March 12 through 15 at Kansas City's historic Municipal Auditorium.
Tickets on sale now at visitkc.com/Big12WBB or Ticketmaster.com.
We're back. Big 12 this week. The Big 12 Conference announced that Oklahoma City and Arlington will be future sites for the Big 12 Baseball Championship. Oklahoma City's Bricktown Ballpark will host the tournament in 2021, and then Arlington's new Globe Life Field will welcome the championship to Texas for the first time in 18 years in 2022, and then they'll host the event in 23 and in 24. So I'm looking forward to seeing that new ballpark, the home of the Texas Rangers. And I think the XFL starts this week. I think the Dallas Renegades are playing their football games there. So that's kind of odd. I mean, the new baseball park and they're playing football in there. Bob Stoops, the former Sooner head coach, is running the Dallas Renegades. How about that? All right. What else? Baylor's Jared Butler is in. Iowa State's Tyrese Halliburton is out. The Wooden Award revised their list from 25 down to 20. And added to the list on the women's side, Baylor's Lauren Cox. So congratulations to those two Baylor teams. Thanks to my guests, Pat and Chelsea. I'm Bill Pollack. And thank you for listening to Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.